Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times 8. I don't know. A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's plate this dish on a Thursday, November 10th, and a Friday, November 11th. Another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. What's going on, everybody? Matt Derry with you. A little sore throat and all, but getting through another podcast day and another Lions day off. It's kind of crazy, the team playing so well and people talking about them, a buzz in the city about a team that could possibly, yes, contend for the NFC North and even win the division. And now we don't have any football for the weekend as the Lions get a much needed for them in terms of rest and health bye week and are back at it against the Jacksonville Jaguars coming up next Sunday. Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network on audioboom.com and also on iTunes. Thanks for listening and subscribing on iTunes. We are brought to you in part today by Lakeshore Ear, Nose, and Throat, the Lakeshore Professional Voice Center. They are amazing people and staff led by Dr. Adam Rubin. Check them out online at lakeshoreent.com. Also by CJ Pub, best new sports bar in Shelby Township, right there on Mound Road, just north of M59. It is CJ Pub. And by my good friend Jason Stratt at Remax Suburban. Give him a call at 586-634-2612. All right, today I decided on Locked On Lions that we had a great chat yesterday with Kyle Meinke from MLive.com. And if you missed the interview with Kyle and just sort of a recap of the first 9 games and really the first half of the season, Kyle had a lot of interesting things to say. Of course, has been at every game, every practice, and has covered this team inside and out for MLive.com. And if you missed the podcast, check it out again from yesterday right here on Locked On Lions. But we had a really good discussion about just everything that the Lions have been doing with Kyle. Today, I kind of wanted to take it a step further and discuss my own midseason bye week awards and where the Lions stand. Just with some guys that I think deserve some recognition and certainly some guys that I think deserve some thumbs down for the way that they've played. To characterize the first half of the season, to use one adjective, I'd probably say surprising. Because when I looked at the schedule, I thought, the Lions aren't going to win in Minnesota. And I didn't think the Lions were going to win in Houston, which they didn't. And I didn't think the Lions were going to win in Green Bay, which they didn't. I didn't think the Lions were going to sweep a 3-game homestand, which they did. I also didn't have them winning in Indianapolis at the start of the season when I looked at the schedule. But then I kind of realized that, you know what, as we got closer to week one and the Colts had all those injuries, I ended up picking them to win that game. But through 9 games, I thought this would probably be more of a 4-5 football team. And with all the injuries that have stockpiled with this team, including their 3 best defensive players, DeAndre Levy basically not playing at all, Ziggy Ansah being sidelined for 3 games, really 4 if you count the Tennessee game where he played only 1 series, and Darius Slay missing the last 2, you would have told me no way this team would be above 500 and sniffing first place in the division. And that is exactly what this club is doing. So I wanted to give them some marks here, some awards here in the bye week, and really a look at really where they are midseason at 5-4. So if you want to have any kind of feedback on this, and whether you agree or disagree, please hit me up on Twitter, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. We also place each and every podcast on the Matt Derry fan page on Facebook as well. Like the page and join in the conversation, especially on game days where you guys comment left and right, and especially we have like 40, 50 comments on a couple of posts each, especially during the Houston game with the Jim Caldwell snafus, with the DeAndre Hopkins play, not challenging that. And, of course, the onside kick as well. So before I get into my first award, I want to tell you about Adam Rubin, Dr. Adam Rubin and the folks at Lakeshore ENT. Now, Lakeshore Professional Voice Centers, what they do is they're a multidisciplinary center with a fellowship-trained laryngologist and voice pathologist, all right? They specialize in all voice disorders in anyone with a problem, from high-end professional singers to those who just like reading a bedtime story to their kid. The main man there is Dr. Rubin, who became passionate about the voice as he's a former professional actor and singer. How do I know Dr. Rubin? It is simple. A few years ago, my voice sounded worse than this. Now I'm just sick and I'm getting over a cough and cold, but I had a polyp on my left vocal cord. And I went to Dr. Rubin and he took care of it. I ended up having to have surgery, then having to go through therapy with Dr. Minaldi, voice therapy and everything else. And I learned how to breathe. I learned how to speak from my diaphragm and other things. And now my voice is back to normal. You wouldn't think of it today because I'm just hoarse from being sick, but Lakeshore ENT, they really take great care of you. If you need a great ear, nose, and throat doctor or specialist, Lakeshore ENT has four offices: St. Clair Shores, Macomb, Sterling Heights, and Rochester. Their website, simple and easy, lakeshoreent.com. That's lakeshoreent.com. All right? Lakeshore Professional Voice Center, they're a part of Lakeshore ENT. They're great. They handle all types of issues: head and neck cancer, sinus, allergy, facial plastics, otology, pediatrics, whatever it is, it's great, compassionate care. Lakeshore ENT, check them out online at lakeshoreent.com. All right, midseason awards for the Lions here in the bye week. First and foremost, the Lions MVP, is there really any question about who that is? It's got to be Matthew Stafford. All right, third in the NFL with a quarterback rating of 101.6. 18 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Let me give you some stats. All right, but here's the bottom line with Matthew Stafford. They're winning. The Lions are winning because of him. He's carrying the team. If you guys, anybody out there, all right, you're driving to work Friday morning, you in your car, please pull over to the side of the road and tweet to me and tell me, at Dairy Speaks, who's the MVP of this team, not named Matthew Stafford. You can't do it. Matthew Stafford is the man. He's having a great season. And a lot of people throw on adjectives about Stafford, and they've said he sucks, he's terrible. Then the Stafford lovers and the Stafford fans that have lathered in that Stafford butter for years have said he's great. And I always said, you know, no, he's not. But if you watch with just the eye test this year, he's having a great season. And the mark of a great quarterback is he makes players around him better. Marvin Jones is having a career year already. Already closing in on 1,000 yards receiving. Eric Ebron is having a career year for him. Anquan Boldin is having a resurgence. Golden Tate's starting to come on. Heck, even Andre Roberts is making plays. Theo Riddick. Okay, so the list goes on and on. And the offensive line is comfortable blocking for him because he just keeps making plays. He keeps eluding would-be rushers. All right, he gets rid of the football. He's doing everything. So while he's been sacked 20 times, he just is playing the part of a guy that is coming into his own. So the team MVP, I really don't think there's any question about it, is number 9. He is having to carry this team. And again, Lions ranked near dead last in rushing the football. All right, they're only averaging 3.9 a carry. And I can look up all the numbers and bore you with numbers that you can look up on your own. Here are the facts. He's having a great year, and he's playing like a guy ready and primed to get a contract extension at the end of the season. And maybe it takes certain guys more time than others. And Lions fans have run out of patience. They want a winner right now. Team's not good enough to be a consistent winner right now, but can they get into the playoffs right now in a very down NFC? You damn right they can. And Matt Stafford has led this team on 5 comebacks. All the wins have been comeback wins. I would say what? He's had one bad game, maybe the Chicago game. He wasn't great. Threw a couple of picks. One of them wasn't his fault. Houston game wasn't great by any stretch, but boy, he's been fantastic. So I think the Lions MVP has been number 9, Matthew Stafford. Most improved player, and this wasn't easy because I don't watch tape and I'm not on Pro Football Focus every 5 minutes to look at the numbers, but it's probably Travis Swanson, the third-year center. because the Lions drafted Graham Glasgow in the third round, I think, to push Swanson. I'm not so sure that Bob Quinn, when he took over this team and talked to the coaching staff, if he was fully convinced that Travis Swanson, after a year last year where he struggled, team could not get anything going up the middle, whether it was running the football, whether it was just keeping the other team's nose tackles and D tackles in check from getting to the quarterback. Travis Swanson looked like a guy that was overwhelmed last year as a first-year starter. Of course, 2 years ago, in his rookie year, he sat behind Dominic Raiola. He got an opportunity to play and play some guard, and he did okay. But last year, he was underwhelming. And this year now, he's anchored an offensive line where you can see there's improvement. There haven't been the bad snaps. There haven't been the missed assignments. They're pointing out blitzers, and he is doing that. So I would say the most improved player, and it was close because I was almost ready to give it to Eric Ebron as well, who I think has been tremendous when healthy. And he's blocking better and catching the football. But I would say the most improved Detroit Lion thus far has been Travis Swanson. He's played very, very well. As far as the biggest surprise for the Lions, there have been some guys that I think have been surprising. Anquan Boldin has been better than I thought. Certainly on the defense, a guy like Johnson Batamosi has held his own and done pretty well playing corner when basically he was nothing but a special teams player. I'm surprised at how well Taylor Decker has held his own as a rookie left tackle. But the biggest surprise has got to be Kerry Hyder. The defensive end, 7 sacks his first 9 games. Not even really a true starter on the defensive line. But Kerry Hyder has picked up where Ziggy Ansah sort of left off last year. And he's been tremendous. He's gotten to the quarterback. He barely made the team out of training camp. He was one of the last guys to make it. Not a lot of people know who he is. And yet, Kerry Hyder has just been a huge plus for this defense. Wearing number 61, 25 years of age. Only his, second season out of Texas Tech. And is going to get a really nice payday this offseason. Because he's undrafted. And he just kind of fits what Terrell Austin and the coaching staff want. And he's making plays. The defensive line's been underwhelming too. All right? And we'll get to that in a second. But if there's been a spark plug, if there's been somebody that has just surprised everybody, it's been Kerry Hyder. And it started in the preseason with how well he's played. And the Lions need him to play this well in the second half. Biggest disappointment's got to be Ziggy Ansah. This was a guy that was a Pro Bowler a year ago that many people said was a top 5 defensive end in this league. So far through 6 games, and really 5-plus games, because I don't really count the Tennessee game. He got injured in the second series of that game. So let's be fair to number 94. Ziggy Ansah's been healthy in 5 games. And I know he's coming back from that sprained ankle, and he really hasn't been 100% maybe all year. But Ziggy Ansah has 0 sacks. 0. And just 12 tackles. So, while he is not been healthy, but when he's been out there, he has not played well. And he's been disappointing. Now, I don't know if it's just the injury. I don't know if it's just teams now are recognizing what Ziggy Ansah can do and they're double teaming him or anything else. But I'm very surprised at how poor he's played and how underwhelming he's been. I keep using that word underwhelming, but it hasn't been it hasn't been the type of season for Ziggy Ansah that we expect. Now, last game, especially, I thought he played pretty well, and didn't maybe get the numbers that he wanted in the stat sheet against the Minnesota Vikings. But I thought Ziggy Ansah made some plays. I thought it was fun to see him out there doing what he does best, and it's disrupting some things. He had 5 combined tackles, the most he's had all season. So he made some plays in the Minnesota game. Hopefully that's a springboard to more good things against Jacksonville. Because, boy, oh boy, for the entirety of the season, not to have 1 sack? You luck yourself into 1 sack, a half a sack, nothing for Ziggy Ansah. Looking for a great place to go this weekend. What about tonight? A little Thursday night NFL with the Ravens and the Browns. Ooh-hoo-wee. That ought to be a dandy. How about 50% off your bill from 9 o'clock until closed? It's Restaurant Service Industry Night at CJ Pub right in Shelby Township on Mound Road, just north of M59. You like CJ Mahoney's and Rochester Hills? Who doesn't, right? Brandon Shea and his staff do a great job up there. I'm doing you one better. Brandon and his guy, Brian Taylor, have opened CJ Pub at 45537 Mound Road in Shelby Township, just north of M59, and it is spectacular. TVs everywhere, and their specials each and every night are off the charts. Monday Night Football, you get 50-cent wings, and you get $6 domestic pitchers. Tuesday nights, you get a $3.99 burger and beer. Wednesday nights, the dollar tacos on Mexican night, and the food is unbelievable. If I don't go there soon and get the hot Italian sandwich and the seasoned fries, I am going to be mad at myself. I got to go. Got to go this weekend. You like happy hour? Their happy hour goes till 3 to 7. And late night happy hour at CJ Pub, Sunday through Thursday. Get in there after 10 o'clock at night. Stay until 2 a.m. till they close. And it's half off appetizers. What Brandon and his staff do at CJ Mahoney's and now at CJ Pub, top-notch service. You fall in love with the place. TVs are on. The food is good. The boneless wings are unreal. The drink specials, everything they got going on is first class. CJ Pub, Mound Road, 45537 Mound Road in Shelby Township. Or call them at 586-997-3255. That's 3255 for CJ Pub. All right, let's continue with some more awards. How about the unsung hero in the first half of this 5-4 Lions team? Getting ready for a bye week before the Jacksonville Jaguars come to Ford Field. Matt Derry with you on Locked On Lions. All right, unsung hero, I would say, for this first half of the Lions, it's got to be Sam Martin. Field position has been crucial for the Lions this season because the defense has not been able to get off the field and have not played all that well. But they've made some plays where, especially like third and fourth, round of downs, they've been able to get enough stops, and a lot of that is due to the fact that the other team is starting inside the 10. The Lions have not had a field position game where they've lost it, really. And that's because of Sam Martin, the Lions punter, who's been tremendous. Third in the NFL in punting average at 49.8 yards per kick. He's done a great job with holding some of Matt Prater's kicks. His kickoffs have been very, very good. And the great thing about Sam Martin is he's a team guy. Players and teammates love him. He's had a really, really good season. And look, you can hearken back to the Dallas playoff game a couple years ago where Sam shanked that kick. That really could have turned his career the other direction. It could have stuck with him. And instead, he booms the football. He really does. He's been an unsung hero for this football team this year. So I got to give a full marks to Sam Martin as the Lions' unsung hero and a guy that is help this team to where they're sitting right now in the playoff chase and in the chase for the division as well at 5-4. All right, best coaching job. I would say the best coaching job done by any Lions coach, including their head coach, has been Jim Bob Cooter. The Lions are creative offensively. They've gone into this season without Calvin Johnson. Everybody figured they would take a step back offensively without him. And this would be a team that would struggle on the offensive side of the ball with a young offensive line, with a quarterback that, was a little bit maligned and maybe needed some help. The run game, always maligned. And now you don't have Calvin. Yet you look at the Detroit Lions offensively. Total yards, they're 14th in the league. Points per game, the Lions are in pretty decent shape at 17th in the league, averaging 23 points per game. All right? They've done a lot better than people thought. It's not a top 10 offense yet, okay? It isn't. And in terms of total yards per game, they're 24th. But when they've needed to score, when they've needed Stafford to improve, Jim Bob Cooter has pushed the right buttons. I think he's called some pretty good games. Putting Golden Tate in the backfield during the Philly game to kind of jumpstart him, or was it the Washington game? Either one was important. The offensive line and some of the schemes and some of the things that they're doing. They're getting the ball out of Stafford's hands quickly. They're getting Theo Riddick involved. They've lost Amir Abdullah, all right, to injury. They've lost Eric Ebron to injury. Yet, while the offense can get better, And while last week they didn't light up the sky against Minnesota, I think Jim Bob Cooter is a guy that's being recognized around the league as somebody that's gotten it done. And I think he's done a better job than Terrell Austin. And I think he's done the best job of any of the coaches the Lions have. And that includes the head coach. So I'd say the best coaching job thus far has been Jim Bob Cooter. As far as overrated and underrated, let's start with overrated. I don't think there's any question that the most overrated player on the Lions right now is probably Devon Taylor. I think he's considered a lock as a starter and a defensive end that people can rely on. And instead, he has not had a great year by his standards. And he's been a guy that at times you don't even know is on the field. You know, the other day, Kerry Hyder was out there with Ziggy Ansah, and Taylor was on the sidelines. Earlier in the year, Armonte Bryant was getting the quarterback with more regularity than Devon Taylor. I think Devon Taylor, when you look at his numbers and go, wow, you know, only 22 tackles, only 3.5 sacks, has played in every game, a little bit overrated for a starter on this team. I thought about Glover Quinn a little bit because I think the secondary has its issues, and I don't think he's been great. But Glover Quinn doesn't have the help next to him that I think Devon Taylor does. Not that the D tackles have been great at all, but no, I would say overrated. I put Devon Taylor up there. Underrated for the Lions. I don't think it's any doubt in my mind that the guy I would put there is Anquan Boldin. He's been underrated, and for a guy that came into the season at age 36, playing his 15th year in the NFL, to have 5 touchdowns, to kind of has had to have played some tight end at times in terms of being in the slot and being that over the middle target for Matthew Stafford. Boy, Anquan Boldin has been awesome. He has 35 receptions, been targeted 50 times. All right, didn't have great yardage or anything like that. 286, 300 yards. But, boy, we talk about the Lions' offense, and we say, oh, look at all the weapons Stafford has with Theo Riddick and Abdullah when he's healthy, and even Dwayne Washington's come on lately, and Marvin Jones and Golden Tate and Eric Ebron. But Anquan Boldin is underrated, man. He's brought a winning mentality to this locker room. He's a guy that Stafford has leaned on, and he gets in the end zone. So that no one talks about Anquan Boldin enough. I'd say he's underrated. And has been fantastic. So those are my awards. Two other NFL notes that I want to mention very quickly as the Lions are off this week. Shame on Colin Kaepernick of the 49ers for not voting and admitting he didn't go to the polls on Tuesday. You can't be a revolutionary for change. And Kaepernick has done a lot of good things this season in trying to get the word out about police brutality and about how African Americans are treated. And I commend him for that. But if you want change, you're a total hypocrite if you don't go and vote. And Kaepernick admitting the other day that, I didn't really go vote. It kind of takes away from his message that he's been sending all year by not standing for the national anthem, doesn't it? I think that's brutal. And I read the NFL's comments this week that there are some reports that the league is contemplating with lower television ratings in lessening their commercials. Here's what the NFL needs to do. Forget about commercials and everything else. Let guys have fun again. When I was a kid growing up and Billy White Shoes Johnson got in the end zone and he danced and Deion Sanders danced and high-stepped and guys had their high fives that they did, like Webster Slaughter and Reggie Langhorne of the Browns when I was a kid, and Wes Chandler and Kellen Winslow with the Chargers and the Fun Bunch in Washington. I'm watching these games and they're flagging guys for touching an official, high-fiving a ref. All right, they're fining players for wearing colorful socks. The NFL needs to do away with that garbage and let the guys have fun again. They look like bored robots on the field, hence the games are boring. So that's what I think the league should do. Jason Stratt, RE/MAX Suburban. If you are looking for a realtor right now, you're trying to sell your home, it's getting toward the holidays, you're freaking out, you want to call it, your realtor's not answering your calls or getting your emails returned, you're freaking out. All right. Get rid of that realtor and call Jason Stratt at RE/MAX Suburban at 586-634-2612. Jason's new home of the month of November, it's in St. Clair Shores, and it's under $100,000, $89,900. It's a 22105 Avalon in St. Clair Shores. Great house, three bedrooms, partially finished basement with a full bath, walking distance to downtown St. Clair Shores and shopping or restaurants. Perfect for a first-time home buyer. When I think about Jason Stratt and what he does at RE/MAX Classic or RE/MAX Suburban, I think of a guy that is 90% referrals, which means anybody that has dealt with him, whether they're buying a home, selling a home, or refinance, they love the work that Jason and his staff do. They're really fantastic people. And when I bought my home years ago, I went through Jason. He's an old friend of my wife's. And we love the experience with Jason. You will, too, if you give him a call right now at 586-634-2612. Freaking out about the market, want to know what your house is worth? Talk to Jason, and he'll tell you, here are certain things you need to clean up. Here are certain things that go you to go through your checklist right now. And you know what? Again, he answers the phone. He'll talk sports with you. He'll be watching the Lions game Sunday, next Sunday. 586-634-2612. Jason Stratt at RE/MAX Suburban. Best realtor in town, guys. All right, that'll do it for Locked On Lions and our awards, our midseason awards for this week. We'll talk to you again next week. Don't forget, Locked On Lions has been brought to you by CJ Pub, Jason Stratt, RE/MAX Suburban, and Lakeshore ENT. All right, guys, have a great week.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.